USA Radio News with John
Hunt. The country's top immigration official blamed the sanctuary policies of New York City for the sexual assault and killing of a 92-year-old woman, while the mayor's office decried such rhetoric as fear, hate, and attempts to divide. Matthew Albience, the acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, said at a news conference the slaying could have been prevented if the city officials had complied with a federal request to turn over the assailant, a Guyanese national, for deportation. Albience said, "It's unbelievable. I have to come here and plead with the city of New York to cooperate to help keep their city safe." Make no mistake, he added, it is the city's policies that are the sole reason this criminal was allowed to roam the streets freely and end an innocent woman's life. NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange, and the S&P 500 all continue to have record-breaking weeks. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
The on-again, off-again talks with the Taliban are back on. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Reports are the Taliban wants to implement a 10-day ceasefire with U.S. troops and will reduce violence with Afghan forces if it can reach a deal with U.S. negotiators in talks that are underway now in Qatar between the U.S. and the militant group in an effort to resolve the conflict in Afghanistan. And a Taliban spokesman said on Twitter on Friday, the talks have been useful so far, though the State Department has not commented on them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least one person has died and another seriously injured at an avalanche in Northern California. The search was ended with officials saying they do not believe there were any more victims. The avalanche occurred after a storm dumped over 25 inches of snow at the top of the resort. One male skier died and a second male skier sustained serious lower body injuries and was taken to a local hospital. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new and rare pneumonia-like virus has caused at least two deaths and spread from China to other countries in Asia. Now, federal health officials are sending out teams of medical experts to screen passengers arriving from central China at three major airports in the U.S. The additional health screenings will start at JFK, but the CDC is also sending experts to airport in Los Angeles and San Francisco in hopes of preventing the spread of the mysterious coronavirus strain. There hasn't been a similar screening effort in the U.S. since the Ebola outbreak in 2014. The focus will be on passengers on flights originating in Wuhan, China. So far, there have been 45 confirmed cases, and the disease has spread to Thailand and Japan, sparking a World Health Organization alert. It is estimated that over 5,000 passengers will get the additional screening over the next few weeks, during which their temperatures will be taken and they'll answer questions about their health. If you're chosen, the process could take hours. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt. A federal appeals court has thrown out a high-profile case brought by 21 children and young adults in a bid to block the federal government from encouraging the use of fossil fuels. Juliana versus the United States, filed in 2015, alleges the U.S. government knew for decades that burning fossil fuels would lead to damaging climate change, but failed to do enough to stop it. Two judges of a three-judge panel ruled the issues raised are best left to Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.